Broadcasting from the Washington, D.C. studios of the National Right to Life Committee, this is Pro-Life Perspective, America's pro-life voice. And now, here's National Right to Life President and Pro-Life Perspective host, Carol Tobias.
The media has continued to lavish praise upon Planned Parenthood for their supposed social media prowess during the Komen controversy earlier this year, which led to Komen seemingly beating a hasty retreat. This praise ignores the fact that Komen was essentially bullied by Planned Parenthood Federation of America, which is a $1 billion corporation with both the gushing sympathy of the mainstream media and the worshipful support of Hollywood. By social media, they largely mean Facebook and Twitter, but not exclusively. This was brought home by the YouTube video Planned Parenthood produced, featuring actress Scarlett Johansson standing in a wooded area and professing her support for the nation's largest abortion provider. Johansson's advocacy, it should be noted, is the norm for Hollywood. Planned Parenthood and their allies were being egged on by the likes of Arianna Huffington, who at the height of the Komen debacle quipped, "Of course the social media element in this story can't be overstated." Planned Parenthood took that message to the bank. News stories at the time quoted Planned Parenthood President Cecile Richards as referring to a social media outpouring of personal stories and an explosion on Facebook and Twitter, and Planned Parenthood continues to toot its own horn months later. At its annual convention in Portland, Oregon this year, Richards boasted that the group had seen an explosion on social media across the country related to the HHS mandate that all religious institutions, universities, hospitals, and charities pay for health insurance that covers sterilization and contraception. A recent Forbes.com article extolled the ability of Planned Parenthood to make more money than it would have lost from Komen for the Cure by publicizing its situation online. Keep in mind that not a nickel was ever withheld. It had to do with future grants. And in any event, the money from Komen is a drop in the bucket for the abortion giant. Coincidentally, there is a link within the Forbes story to a list that Forbes generated titled, "The 200 Largest U.S. Charities." And guess who is featured there? Planned Parenthood Federation of America, ranked 27th in total revenue, which is listed as $1.023 billion. And you know who you do not see on this list? Groups like National Right to Life, who works to protect innocent human life, minus the enormous wealth, star power, and media influence enjoyed by pro-abortion groups. The irony is hard to miss. Pro-abortionists have virtually unlimited access to state and federal dollars and are adored by Hollywood millionaires and billionaires. But that never stops them from continually attempting to recast themselves as the impoverished underdogs. In fact, one recent article published by the Daily Beast asks the question, "Is Sandra Fluke a modern-day Katniss Everdeen?" In a baffling logical exercise, the author attempts to compare Sandra Fluke, a Georgetown law student who was selected at the last minute by Democrats to speak at a hearing on Capitol Hill in favor of the HHS mandate, to the fictional protagonist in the Hunger Games trilogy, who was selected by drawing to participate in a televised fight to the death. It all comes across as very heroic, if almost comically overdrawn, and most people will not be convinced. I think it is important, amid all this media noise, to remember that the real victims are the ones whose lives are threatened, the ones whose lives are taken from them daily, who also cannot speak for themselves. And despite the near constant stream of attacks from Planned Parenthood, the abortion industry, and their celebrity allies in the media and in Hollywood, it is up to us to persevere for those voiceless members of our society. And you can help us. You can find information on how to join National Right to Life and your state affiliate at prolifeperspective.com.
You've been listening to Pro-Life Perspective from National Right to Life, the nation's largest grassroots pro-life organization. For more information on today's episode and to get involved, visit our website at www.nrlc.org.